The Kangaroos have had their captain's run ahead of tomorrow's test match against the Kiwis. It's where we find their assistant coach, Trevor Gilmeister. Gilly, come in, mate. How are you?
Hey, Benny. Good, mate.
Now, that's the formalities out of the road. I'm glad you're okay. More importantly, JT, Darius Boyd.
Yeah, all good, mate. We just finished. We're just heading back to the hotel, so they're all clear, mate. Finished the session, flying colours, mate. So, all good to go.
Okay, they're the two I've known. Anyone else in any doubt for tomorrow?
Couple of coaches, but anyway, we're right. We'll get through.
Good stuff. What about Mal? He stirred this up a bit, hasn't he? Called the Kiwis out for not doing their bit to promote the match. Is there going to be a bit of extra spice in this tomorrow night when it comes to on-field?
Yeah, I don't know. We do know it's going to be one hell of a game. We've already spoke before we got on the bus to come to training about... The Kiwis are going to throw everything at us. We know that. And I know it's the old cliche, but they'll be a lot better than they were in the Four Nations final, especially with Kieran Foran back as well, and a couple of other players, younger blokes coming in as well. So it's going to be a real tough game for us. Obviously, having the Smithy having his 50th, playing his 50th test, you know, that's another massive incentive for the players, and they spoke about that at training. So hopefully they can do it for him.
Who's that in the background making all the noise?
It's normally Sammy Thorday or Big Clem or someone like that. So
really? Actually, you mentioned those two. One's a veteran, one's sort of just starting out his rep career after the last couple of years. I mean, they've both got big jobs to do because up front is probably where you're going to be a bit skinny, isn't it?
No, yeah, you're right. No doubt about that. The boys are, they'll do a fantastic job, but you're right, that's where it's all won. I mean, we talk about, Foran and Johnson and those blokes, but we can control the ruck. We spoke about that, stop their big fellas and Marty Tapau and Romich and those blokes, even with their offloads as well, which we said is going to play an important part of us winning the game, is locking them down, locking them up and knocking them down. So hopefully we can be able to do that.
There we go. The Minister of Defence telling us right there about knocking him down. Gilly, speaking of defence, the War Memorial, the trip to it this week, how much do you think the boys got out of that?
Oh, they love it. It's something Mel's brought to the forefront since he's taken over the Australian role. Over in the UK, we went to Remembrance Day. We went to just outside London to the Australian one there as well, and the players... they love it, and as I said, a couple of them have had great grandfathers in that fight overseas and in a different other conflict. So I mean, I think it's all Australian duty, mate, to make sure that legacy lives on. You know what I mean?
From a personal note, mate, when we last spoke, you were talking about your grandfather who was in PNG. Did you find much out down the
Yeah, memorial? No, well, I've got, well, that. There's a fantastic spot there. It's amazing what they've done there. But you can go into tomorrow. I'm going in to have a look, and you can punch in anyone's name, and they'll give you their service record and where they were and that type of thing. So yeah, I'm going to go do that because in the night time it was locked up when we were there the other night. So I'm going to have an afternoon to kill tomorrow, mate, before the game. So I'm going to get duck in there and have a bit of a look. Yeah.
Special day for you, Gilly, on so many fronts. Appreciate you taking time out and having a yarn to us. There we go, Trevor Gilmeister.